Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Dr. Joe Connor. He's a swine veterinarian at Carthage Veterinary Service in Carthage, Illinois. Welcome to Pig Health Today.
Thanks, Joe. Glad to be here.
I want to talk to you about sows and specifically housing a lot of controversy about hen gestation versus crate gestation. What are you seeing in your own backyard?
Seeing a slow trend toward open pen housing, driven by requirements on some individual states and also driven by the packers linked to the consumers that are asking for open pen housing of sows.
What are your thoughts on it from a veterinary perspective?
Well, it's an interesting and debatable topic. So as I think about welfare, to me it's not only the space that an animal has and the freedom to move, but it also is related to the individual health, the individual injuries, the individual mortality or death loss that is different as we go to open pen housing compared to stall housing. There's also some differences in our ability to individually feed that sow based on her body condition or stage of gestation that is different in open pen housing compared to stall housing. Now, we've been able to overcome some of those differences with advances in equipment. So, for example, in open pen housing, we can still have individual feeding stalls or ESF stations that would allow us to feed individually based on body condition and stage of the pregnancy of that sow. As I look at our internal data as well as our external client data, generally what we see is that mortality is higher in pen gestation compared to stalled gestation. And that difference is between 2-3% on an annual basis. That difference in mortality is made up in injuries, fighting or interactions that those sows have with each other, and an increase in prolapses at the end of pregnancy.
So you're seeing more prolapses in pen gestation. And why is that?
We're not sure yet. Our association has got invested in studies to try to understand that because two things have occurred. One, mortality as a trend line has increased slightly over the last 3 years within our entire industry. And then within that mortality, the percentage of animals that are having prolapses, either vaginal, uterine, or rectal prolapses, is also increasing at a higher rate than what the mortality is. So as an industry, we're looking very, very hard to try to understand what those underlying factors might be.
In your mind, what are the advantages of crates?
Well, I think if we back up and we look at from the weaned sow through the due to feral sow, the majority of us still are very much in alignment that it's advantageous to have the sow in a stall the first 35 days. So from an implantation, pregnancy maintenance, and then management so that the sows can be heat checked, can be real-time ultrasound twice, and then put into pens from say 35 days of pregnancy to the end. So there's an advantage in terms of fertility that is a result of less fighting and interaction that occurs during the implantation time. Now we know that some systems you can overcome those deficiencies, but it's difficult on herd after herd to be able to maintain that consistency and repeatability. So then if I go back and I say, what's the advantages of stalls? It would be to reduce the interaction that occurs between two sows that don't get along. And frequently that's unpredictable in terms of which ones are gonna be aggressive, which ones are not gonna be aggressive. Secondly, we have increased fertility, so increased pregnancy maintenance if we have them in stalls, again, particularly during the what we call the implantation time, so from 15 to 18 days post insemination. if we move animals during that time or allow aggressive interactions, then we have a reduction in litter size and a reduction in the number of sows that are going to maintain pregnancies. Third, we do get some advantage of individual feeding those sows. So producers today would evaluate the body condition of the sows at weaning or during the period of insemination, would adjust the feeding rate based on that body condition. As I mentioned, though, that can be overcome by the ESF system or the Gestalt type system, which allows the feeding curves to be set individually for those body conditions and for those stages of pregnancy. So we do have a good workaround for that particular part of it. And then the last thing is that just in the day-to-day management, having the ability to efficiently conduct real-time ultrasound and having the ability to efficiently run bores to identify sows that might be recycling. Those steps then allow us to utilize the capacity within a pen much more efficiently. If we group house sows right after mating and then we remove, for various reasons, 10 to 12% of those sows, then we're also underutilizing those pens in an open pen housing situation. So we have to be very careful that we keep all of that in balance within a facility and a herd.
Now, and in fairness, I mean, you make a lot of good points about maintaining the efficiency of a herd and also maintaining the health. But when consumers look at the picture of a sow in a crate, 2 feet by 7 feet, they get concerned. It doesn't seem like the most welfarious situation. What are your thoughts from a veterinarian standpoint? Are we mistreating the sow by putting it in a crate, or are we just trying to apply human principles to an animal?
Yeah, if you take a look at our open pen housing where we have stalls that they can come and go in, frequently when you enter those barns, 90 to 95% of the sows will be within the stalls themselves. So it would appear that their own decisions frequently is to have that safety, and that might offset our concerns about having excess freedom. And I think for me and for veterinarians, it is what is the total definition of welfare. So on one hand, you would suggest that we need additional freedom for movement. On the other hand, when you look at mortality, morbidity, injuries, you'd say that we need to have a system that can account for that as part of the entire welfare program for that individual sow or that individual herd.
Now, one of the arguments for the pens is that the people say, well, pigs are very social. They need to roam around, they need to interact with each other. But I've also heard you talk about how there's more fighting when you get these sows together. What's been your experience?
Pigs are highly sociable, and you can tell that when you enter a pen as they come up and try to interact with you. But the same way actually in stalls, where if you be to the front of those stalls, they'll come to that stall trying to interact with you. They do interact with the ones on each side of them, even in a stall situation, or as we move them between stalls or through the barns. The offset of that is that no matter what stage we mix those animals in, we do expect there's going to be a period of social interaction and fighting that we haven't been able to avoid yet with a number of different interventions that many of us have tried. So as we look forward, we would say as we adjust to open pen housing, we've got to continue to work in efforts to reduce that social interaction, because it's still a negative. If we look at the bite wounds that occur, the scrapes that occur, the physical injuries that occur, all of that removes away from welfare and makes us to want to look at either adjusting that particular system or to look at a comparison of a stall system compared to an open pen system.
Lastly, where do you see this going? I mean, where would you expect the industry to be, let's say, 5 years from now?
If we look globally and we see that some of this request and interaction is coming from Europe, we're going to have to take part of what is being done in Europe, part of what is being required of us here, but really still adapt it to the U.S. production. As an example, there may be a need for toys and interaction within those pens and facilities, but I don't see us going back fully to straw, as an example, because of the way we handle nutrient waste here, and also the biosecurity questions that we have in terms of how do we get some of those bedding type materials within the facility. So what I see looking forward is that we'll continue to research the options that we have today in the industry. We will come up with new ways or new equipment to improve that management. We'll have a slow transition, but hopefully still a choice. Does the producer want to continue to use stalls, or does he want to move to a combination of stalls plus pens over the next 5 years?
And it really is a major expense to convert, I would guess.
It is a major expense, and typically it's also an adjustment in the capacity of the facility. So part of the expense is due to the remodeling equipment expense. Part of the expense is due to a reduction in sow inventory just by the way the facilities normally lay out.
Well, we'll have to leave it there, but this is a trend that we'll have to keep a close eye on, and hope to get you back on to talk about it some more.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
You bet. We've been talking to Dr. Joe Connor. He's a swine veterinarian at Carthage Veterinary Services in Carthage, Illinois. Thanks again, Joe.
Thank you.